My name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, justice, health, and wellness for all beings. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This episode is a memorial tribute to Marie Oser, cookbook author, and also the executive producer and host of Veg TV, a news and cooking channel. Rest in peace, Marie. Born September 8th, 1946, and passed over May 7th, 2022. We'll start out with hearing the replay of Marie's interview on Vegan Nation. This was in 2018. September 6th, 2018. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate to be joined by Marie Oser. Marie Oser is a best-selling author, soy foods and healthy vegan lifestyle expert with a focus on nutrition and its role in disease prevention. Marie is a food and health writer of almost 30 years. She is host and executive producer of Veg TV, a video production company creating original content with recipes and information that support a healthful lifestyle. Vegetarian since 1971 and vegan since 1990, Marie left a career in television advertising to pursue her interest in food, health, nutrition, and the environment. Her latest book, The Skinny on Soy, addresses the continuing campaign to cast doubt on the safety of consuming soy products. Marie interviewed 23 prominent research scientists for this book, which debunks each of the rumors widely circulated for many years. Marie lives in Southern California. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene. I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I am greatly honored.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You are a powerhouse and you are a wealth of information and wisdom.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. We all do what we can, you know?
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about The Skinny on Soy.
Right. Well, that's my latest book. The Skinny on Soy, it addresses all of the misinformation that's been out there for, you know, it's almost two decades now. And I always say that it's been promoted by and actually supported by competing market interests. And what I mean by that is the meat and dairy industry, because, you know, the meat and dairy industry has been suffering an eroding bottom line for, well, decades now, since for 20, 25 years. And they see soy as a very strong competitor for their market dollars. The meat and dairy industry has been at the root of this. There are some videos up on Veg TV with Dr. Michael Greger, who wrote the foreword for The Skinny on Soy, and Dr. Michael Clapper. You know, he was a rock star in the vegan movement in the early years. And I have a really great video with him. He calls it a smear campaign. And so that's what really prompted me to write The Skinny on Soy. And it's all about soy foods. It's all about each of the anti-soy claims that have been out there that have no basis, in fact. And I interviewed 23 research scientists about, or 23 prominent research scientists, I should say, who have extensive experience with soy. And for this book, they actually speak with their own voice. I quote them extensively.
Yes, thank you, Marie. I like this quote from Dr. Michael Greger from the testimonial in your book, The Skinny on Soy. And he writes, "In The Skinny on Soy, Marie Oser has conducted a thorough review of the many issues raised by critics of this versatile and nutritious legume used in Asia for more than 5,000 years."
Mm-hmm. I love Dr. Greger.
Yes, and that leads me to the next quote in your book. And that is the quote that you included from Winston Churchill, and that is, quote, "A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on."
Yes, I love that one too. Yes, and it's true. What's been perpetrated against soy, which is a venerable legume, and it's just, I call it the kitchen chameleon because you can do so many things with it. It's because they have been able to use soy and wheat gluten to fashion all kinds of alternative soy meat products that it has really become the threat to the meat industry and soy milk, for instance. The dairy industry, there are dairies that are closing down these days because they can't make it. Certainly the meat and dairy industry on its own is an unsustainable enterprise. They could never have made it on their own anyway. It is government subsidies, our taxes, that keep them going, that prop up their pricing and all of that. So I hope that one day we will all awake to a vegan world and that it won't be as far off as I once thought it was.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Maureen. And thank you, too, for being an inspiration for us that you've been vegan for 28 years.
I have been vegan since 1990. It's been most of my life. When I became vegan, when I decided to, kick dairy, that's the thing. Cheese is the last thing to go. And my background was Italian and they put cheese on everything. So that was, I'm not proud of it. I hung on to cheese for 19 years. But when I finally did go vegan, it changed my life. So it became my next career. I used to work in television and I was taking a break in 1990. I was taking a break because it's very stressful. I was on the other side of the camera. And I was taking a break and at the same time went vegan because my blood cholesterol came back as 240, which shocked me. So at that point, though, I became a writer. I was always a gourmet cook and all of that. So it became a career for me. And I have for the last, I guess it is 28 years now, the last 28 years been promoting healthy vegan lifestyle by showing people how to do it. Four of my five books are cookbooks. The fifth one, The Skinny on Soy, is not. That is not a cookbook. It is a scholarly work. I'm very pleased to see the progress over the last, 28 years ago, it was like you were a Martian or something from another planet. But these days, over the last six, 7 years, it has really picked up speed. And now vegan is the new black, I think.
Yes, indeed. It's a great blessing to this entire world. And you are a big part of that, Marie Oza. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. We all do what we can. There are some giants of, giants in the movement, Neil Barnard, Michael Greger, Dr. McDougall. I could go on and on and name so many.
And I also enjoyed your interview with Dr. Michael Clapper, and he's also in my Vegan Nation archives from 2015. I interviewed him.
Isn't he a love?
He's yes.
He's so funny.
Yes. Wow, he's great.
Yeah. I think you have. I think you have an interview with Dr. Neil Barnard too.
Yes, right. That was last year. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've interviewed him a number of times. I have him on tape. We don't use tape anymore. I have him on video, and he's endorsed all of my books. And he is a super, super favorite of mine. If you asked me who among all of the, Dr. Greger, of course, is outstanding. But Dr. Neil Barnard has done some amazing work. He's been involved. He's been the lead in a number of studies, in reversing diabetes, for instance, with a vegan diet. He showed you can do that years ago. So he's a real favorite of mine. He's also very, again, humorous. I love the guys who are really good at what they do, but maintain a sense of humor too.
Yes, and I was also happy to see him recently with the rest of the Physicians Committee, PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, with their march in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., with their big Go Vegan banner in front of the White House.
That was awesome. That was awesome. You know, a little bit of trivia you might not know about Dr. Barnard, but he plays a mean guitar and he has actually a rock group.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, he's amazing. He's wow. Just amazing. Yeah.
I was having a conversation with a clerk in a so-called progressive cafe, which, of course, I don't think is progressive because they sell the secretions and flesh of slave victims when they could very easily be vegan, even though they have some vegan options, but there's no reason not to go 100% vegan. And the clerk was adamant that veganism is no help, and she went into all about soy production. In that, that's the problem. So what can you say to that?
There are so many red herrings out there. People will say, well, you know, it's GMO. You know, you don't want anything that's GMO in your body. So are tomatoes on the produce aisle, you know? But the thing is that 95% of the soy crop, once you understand this, 95% of the soy crop is fed to animals. It is what they call, you know, livestock feed. That's where most of it goes. And about 79% of the soy crop worldwide is GMO. However, most of what is produced for human consumption is non-GMO. There's a very simple way to deal with it. If the soy product that you are purchasing or consuming is organic, it will be non-GMO. If it's labeled non-GMO, it will be non-GMO.
We're listening to the music of composer Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is The Chicken Song.
When someone says that in the production of it, I can only, you know, guess that maybe they're talking about what some people call, you know, the fake meats or the analogs or those products. Now, you'll hear people say, and you'll hear some dietitians say too, and I don't really get it, but they say that, you know, veggie burgers and the chicken chunks that are not chicken, of course, and all of the other meat analogs, the roasts and the tofurkies, that's junk food. And what I always say to that is that the ISP, the isolated soy proteins, or the soy protein isolates that some people call them, are what has been used universally in all of the studies that have shown that soy is hugely beneficial to health. If there were any truth that it was unhealthy in some way, it would have shown up in the myriad of studies. There are thousands of studies that have used isolated soy protein. Soy burgers, they are delicious, they're cost-effective, they're wonderful. There's nothing in soy that is unhealthy. It has been shown to be one of the most, in fact, the most healthy legume. It is a complete protein. Soy is 35% protein, and the most any other legume, any other bean would be, is 20% protein, which is still high, right? And with soy, it's a complete protein. So, again, that is what threatens the meat and dairy industry.
Thank you, Marie. Again, I want to say that you are a big part of transitioning this world from a paradigm of violence into a paradigm of nonviolence.
Oh, I love hearing that. Thank you so much. You're very kind. One of the Facebook groups that I have a couple that I manage. One of the Facebook groups has a graphic that says, world is going vegan and I'm on the transition team, you know. So it's, what is it? Let me see. The world is changing and I'm on, yeah, there it is. The world is changing, vegan, the world is changing and I'm on the transition team. If you go to vegtv.com, there are hundreds of videos, there's recipes, there are interviews with nutrition and health professionals. One of my favorite things is I go to trade shows all around the country, and I interview manufacturers, producers of plant-based products about what's new, what's hot, what's exciting. They tell me about their products because I found that, you know, you can tell people that they should do this, they should go vegan. You can tell them why they should go vegan, but then it's quite another to say, here's how you go vegan, right? Try this, try that, check out this amazing product like that. So there's lots of information on vegtv.com and on Facebook. You can go to the vegan networking group or the vegan recipes. What is it? Vegan recipes, cruelty-free products, and lifestyle exchange. Those are my groups. I'd be happy to see any and all of you there to interact with us as we, you know, work toward the day when we all wake up to a vegan world.
We're listening to Marie Oser, the author of The Skinny on Soy. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Marie. Marie is joining us via Skype in Southern California.
You are listening to America's music station.
WCUW. Community radio serving central Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org.
What a beautiful world.
Hi, this is Troy. You're listening to WCUW. Tune in on Fridays and hear the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays from 9 to 12 noon.
Beautiful world.
This is your very own Dr. G behind the microphone here at WCUW.org, streaming out across those interwebs and live 91.3 FM. Community radio serving Worcester and beyond. I'll be bringing you yet another patent-pending sonic thrill ride designed to have you prancing around your yurt while consuming your finest non-GMO and heirloom granola every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love, and I'll see you soon out there in the ethers.
Welcome back from the break. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're joined by author Marie Oser via Skype in Southern California. Marie is the author of The Skinny on Soy. Yes, thank you, Marie. And I want to say that I agree with you, too, about the vegan burgers and the vegan hot dogs and the vegan chicken and all of that. I think that's very important, and it's delicious, and I really think that that's going to be the main wagon that's going to transition this carnist world society into a benevolent, egalitarian, sustainable vegan society.
That and the plant milks, I agree.
Yes. Yes, in fact, I have soy milk in my coffee.
Yeah, I make my own soy milk. I've been doing it for 20 years. I use the automatic soy milk makers. It takes 20 minutes. You soak the beans, and it takes 20 minutes. And it's amazing. I use Laura soybeans. They're non-GMO, and they make this white, this delicious white, silky, non-beany soy milk. So I use Laura soybeans and the Soya Joy soy milk maker. And I do it like once or twice a week. And I always have fresh homemade soy milk. It's tastier. It's cost effective. It's like a pennies a gallon. It's amazing.
Great. And I'd like to read this quote from your book. Quote, soy. Mention its benefits in polite company. Embrace yourself for a barrage of questions and accusations directed at soy and all the products made from it, end quote. So to our listeners, everything you want to know about soy, please check out Marie Oser's book, The Skinny on Soy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie. And we're coming to a close in the interview. Are there any additional messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Check out VegTV.com. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram. I love Instagram. We've got a great Instagram feed. Do check us out. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know. But, yeah, I'd love to hear from your listeners. I'd love to hear from anyone if they have any questions about soy or about, you know, going vegan or being vegan or vegan products. They want any recommendations. I do have my finger on the pulse of the plant-based food movement.
Thank you, Marie. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much for having me.
We're listening to Marie Oser via Skype in Southern California, west of Los Angeles. And Marie is an author and a soy foods expert.
It's about the book. It's about soy. That's a hot button issue. That's a controversial issue. I was just going, I mean, there's this huge long thread on Vegans United that, you know, with people like, you know, and there's back and forth. And this guy won't let up, you know? So I said, find a new doctor.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's what I do. It's like all of a sudden, and the morning's gone. Like I had said things to do, and I'm like on this thread. Okay. Oh. It's, you know, it's what I do. You know, the thing is, whenever I hear from anyone that I've made a difference in their life, or whenever I see, you know, or I have the opportunity to speak to any of the misconceptions that people have, whether it's about soy or B12 or any of those things. I'm happy to, that's my mission. That's why I'm here.
Yes, thank you. And we greatly appreciate you, Marie Ozer.
Thank you. Thank you. This was an awesome interview. Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thanks again. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to let our listeners know that Marie Ozer's book, The Skinny on Soy, is published by local publisher Vegan Publishers, based in Boston, Massachusetts. We just heard the replay of Marie's interview with me on Vegan Nation on September 6th, 2018. This episode is a memorial tribute to Marie. We're listening to the music of Joseph Peck. This is Heartfully Awake. And now we'll hear some clips from Marie's News and Cooking Channel, Veg TV.
Veg TV, it's the Enlightened Kitchen with your host, Marie Ozer.
We're going to make some grilled fruit sundaes because in the Enlightened Kitchen, we're not about penance food. We love dessert. This is strawberry dairy-free ice cream that I made in my Vitamix with Morinu silk and tofu, some organic sugar, frozen strawberries. We've got bananas. That easy. But I grilled this fruit on my barbecue, rolled it in a demerara-type sugar from Malawi. It's fair trade, and when you see the fair trade symbol, you know that the farmers were paid a fair price for their sugar. That made me feel really good. We're just going to take some of the fruit off this kebab, like this. I've got pineapples and apples and strawberries, all fresh fruit. And I'm going to just put it onto the ice cream like this. Bananas, too. Did I say we have bananas? We've got bananas, strawberries, Gala apples and Granny Smith apples, and I'm just going to take this one strawberry and put it right on the top there. Going to top off my sundaes with Toasteds. They're my favorite soy nuts. They're naturally pure roasted soybeans, and there's no added fat. They're not greasy. They've got a great flavor, and this one, my favorite, sweet maple Toasteds. I'm going to sprinkle the Toasteds on top like this. Can't have too many. Grilled fruit sundaes.
You're watching Veg TV.
I loved you in The Wizard of Oz, the remake. It was fabulous.
Really? Really? Thanks. John Sally, my favorite vegan.
Yes.
Proof that you don't have to eat muscle to make muscle. Proof that you don't have to eat animals to be healthy, to be strong, to be beautiful.
Right. And I always tell people, I was talking to an 800-pound gorilla the other day, and I said, you're a raw foodist? And then this giraffe came by, and I was like, you're a raw foodist? And then this ox just knocked me out of the way and said, you're standing on my grass. Or was I in Colorado at a dispensary? Anyway. But seriously, nothing has to die for you to live. And if those strong animals are mammals, really, on this planet, eat that way, and no body fat, 800 pounds, why does a human think some animal has to die for them to live? Not only is it savage, it's wrong, and it's incorrect.
You've been vegan for quite some time.
6.5 years, but I think every year I get smarter and smarter, so I'm like more raw vegan now.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Like right here, this product.
What's
every time
this?
I get this is, I always hang out with this guy, waterproof makeup.
You wear makeup?
Yeah, because I do television, right?
Of course you
and
do.
And so I was doing TV every day on Best Damn Sports Show for 9 years, and they just give you a wipe. And one day I kept saying, what's in this wipe?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, I don't know. And I go, why am I putting it on my face? And they were like, oh, you're going to be crazy about that too? I go, well, my skin is my largest organ, and this is my moneymaker. I think I should pay attention. So this guy right here has this fresh. Everything I do is as organic and with things I can read. Because if I'm going to put it in my skin, it's going to absorb, it's going to be made sure.
Right, you know, the skin is the largest organ of the body, and it reflects your health, right? And look, you're glowing, it's soft. Look at, oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Is that velvet? Yeah.
That's velvet. So what are you doing here at the show?
I am here with my friend Joe Lee from Subtopia. And Subtopia is on Venice Boulevard in Los Angeles, if you guys want to see it, way on the west side.
What is it?
She has all these organic soaps, and she puts it together. I'm here with my company, Viramax.
Okay.
You can check it out, Viramax DS. I got us in, we're in Walgreens and CVS and the Vegan Vine Wine. You go downstairs and have some of my wine. So I'm throughout the whole building.
Uh-huh. So you're putting your stamp on products that you find that really turn you on.
Right. If they have to, one, I'm about health, wellness, and subconsciousness.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by that is if your subconscious is telling you what to do.
Right.
So that's telling you to be healthy. That's being wealthy. And as being wise.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I come in, if either I put my face on it or I just help the company broaden their horizons, I do that.
Right. So good to see you here at the show, John. Thank you so much for talking to Veg TV again. You're the best.
You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
As one of Marie's favorite quotes, you do not have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. That quote is C.S. Lewis. And I'm going to share a message that I received from Marie in 2021. Hi, Marlene. I hope all is well with you. I have not been active online lately, or at all, and have been recovering from an accident during surgery on a fractured elbow. Something went wrong, and I suffered a stroke 2 days later. Rest in peace, Marie Ozer. This concludes the memorial tribute to Marie Ozer. Much thanks for all her contributions to this world. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And also wcuw.org/community/VeganNation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.